Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
You're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610, but you knew that because the big voice man just said that. John Lopez there, Reginald Latitula here, Figgy Fig on ones and twos. Appreciate you, sir. What are you doing over there? You're just breaking stuff. You got back and just started breaking stuff. Oh, my goodness.
It's not actually broke. It just came apart.
All right.
So I just got
to
screw
it back
up. I know
how to fix that. Yeah.
I'm not broke. I just don't got money. That's all.
Yeah. kind of what it is.
Give me one second.
What is the designation that you would give for this Texans defense? Because it's worth noting, right? And I broke her out of money. This is probably not the way that I'd say that on either way about this defense. But the last few weeks of the season for this defense, a vaunted defense that ultimately finishes second when it comes to scoring allowed in the National Football League. But first in your heart, especially when it comes to inflicting violence and inflicting a level of fear in their opposition, the Texans do that great. But the last few weeks have not been up to snuff in some ways. They've managed to get the wins, of course, and you never want to give, you never want to forget that. However, this is a process-oriented organization, and I want to treat them as such, and D'Amico treats them as such, as we've heard him kind of have in his media availabilities.
Isn't it also kind of cool that we're at the point with this defense that we can pick these little nits?
Oh, I've been picking nits all year. What you mean?
Because
I ain't stopped picking nits.
Because it's just it's all on a curve. It's all graded on a curve. You know, by any other gauge, it's like, who cares? You know, 38-30, they won, and they gave up 16 points the week before that, and you know, got the win against the Raiders the week before that. But we are at the point where we can pick nits, and it's not just us. D'Amico Ryans has not been happy.
Oh, that's what gives us the I was going to say we was going to do it anyways because that's how we are. I think D'Amico Ryans gives us a level of validation in doing it at another level because, again, the mentality is the standard is the standard. And so if that's the case, he'd be belying what he says, which I think is one of the superpowers that he has, is establishing a message and allowing it to resonate. And part of the resonation is they don't stop just because it feels good. They hold on to that, at least defensively.
And if we are being completely honest, you know, picking nits, you know, we're saying this up front.
I feel like we're not supposed to use that phraseology anymore.
Really?
Yeah. We could talk about it in the break.
Okay, but I can use it for now then. Until the break, picking
nits.
Can
we have a segment about that?
No, I don't know if we want to do that. I mean, we could. I guess there's nothing.
Nitpick.
Okay, let's say being nitpicky.
Oh, we did have that.
Yeah, we did.
We've learned. We're learning. We're getting better.
To be completely fair and honest, we can look at the last 4 weeks.
Yeah.
We can look at the, it's not just like, hey, they gave up 30 points to the Colts. What's wrong? No. We can look at the last 4 weeks. Ever since that unbelievable win over the Chiefs, you know, the Cardinals come in here. Cardinals are having a little success, man. I mean, they were moving the ball. It was a close game for early on. Then you come in with the lowly Raiders who have fired everybody already, and all of a sudden you're in a ball game against the Raiders. Then here come the
Chargers.
The Chargers,
when you went to SoFi,
and you go to SoFi. All right, they got that done.
Yeah, no, we got it back together. We're in a good way, man. They did have that drive late where there was just a lot of lapses and penalties.
Yeah.
But other than that, I thought the defense was pretty damn good.
Yes, and the Colts, of course, that was a hell of a good game. Probably better than it needed to be.
So here we go. Yeah. We go the Trey McBride game, whatever the hell the Raiders was, a bounce back game, and then here comes the Alec Pierce game. Is that what we're doing here?
Right, yeah. So that's what we're talking about. And it's not just like, oh, you guys are being too harsh. No, let's listen to D'Amico Ryans. Let's listen to D'Amico Ryans. On the defense, then there's more.
Our defense did a really nice job throughout the entire year of limiting points. Specifically, that's what makes you a good defense. Also, you know, playing well in the passing game, but we didn't end the year well defensively. When it comes to giving up explosive plays, is really not good enough defensively. So we got to do a much better job if we want to advance and play longer in the playoffs. Got to play much better defense. So it didn't end how it should have.
All right. So is that just good hard coaching, get his team ready to get to another level in the postseason, or is there something there?
I feel like that is good hard coaching. Although you could maybe make the argument that there's something there because there are spots that are slightly weaker, right? Yeah. And one of those. I think I'm less worried about the McBride thing. However, there are people that express that they're a little concerned about the ability to cover tight ends. I think they've actually handled that a little bit better than you feel.
Yeah, yeah.
I think anecdotally it feels like that's the case, but it's actually been better than you would imagine. The possibility for explosives there is the thing about it, because Alec Pierce did that, you know, really attacking them down the field. And that's also because you have somebody who is stepping in, the fifth dude to hold the position at the safety across from Kalen Bullock in Kayvon Wallace. And I like what he brings. I love that he has the tenacity that a defense to play under D'Amico Ryans. But he's had some mistakes. And some of those are just not having as many hours put in next to the dudes that you're playing with, right? Mm-hmm. The mistake of, you know, between him and Tre'Mont Smith not quite knowing who has the deep route, some of that you would say is whatever the coverage is, did you get it right and you should just be able to run it. But some of that is also, regardless of the coverage, you know the dude who you're playing next to, you know their tendencies and when they might do something, and you can adjust. That's typically what really good defenses do, especially with time in. Those guys don't have time in next to each other, so those types of things can happen. Mm-hmm. And when you get to the playoffs, a single play can change the entirety complexion of what you're doing.
Especially in the playoffs against a team like the Pittsburgh Steelers that play the exact style of game you like to play. I also believe that's just good hard coaching. Guys, we got to get better. You know, this is not going to be good enough when you get into Pittsburgh and down the road, if they do get down the road. I also feel, and I mentioned yesterday the text exchange I had with you and Figgy on Sunday night, in terms of,
I don't remember texting.
Yeah, in terms of like, be careful what you wish for. That's Aaron Rodgers over there. You know, he's going to see the double moves. He's going to see the ability of, that's not just Alec Pierce that can do that. DK Metcalf is back. And he can do that and throw up the ball, you know, on the outside shoulder and trust that he's going to be the one getting the ball. So it had me, you know, there's a little bit of truth to both of those things.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if it...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No. Anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm encouraged, though, at least for the first game, that, and I will say the first game, you can be mad at me if you want to. Maybe I'll get some smelling salts in here if this ends up being some level of jinx that you believe. I believe that the Texans are getting past this one, and we're having a conversation more about the entirety of their playoff run than just a first-round wild card game. I don't know that Aaron Rodgers is a guy, at least the way that this offense is situated for the Steelers, where he's going to have many opportunities to actually try and attack you with double moves. This is if he's holding the ball beyond 2.5 seconds, it is a miracle. They do not like him holding the football. He's trying to get the football, especially in circumstances where the other team can get after the quarterback. And I don't know if you've covered the Houston Texans at all. Have you seen this team, John Lopez?
I've seen them a little bit.
They tend to get after the quarterback.
Yeah.
And so I'm not very afraid of like the constant possibility of it. It's just the instance that if it does pop up, can he make it happen? But that's, again, that makes it very small for me as a concern. The question is, as you go on in the season or in the playoffs, does that become something that pops up? And so I think that that's why for D'Amico Ryans, and not just that, it's also because you built this thing for the for the defense to be impenetrable, and then, you know, the offense to ride alongside side saddle. The defense has not looked impenetrable the last few weeks, so let's shore this up for the run that we want to make.
I'm glad you said that. You want to hear from an old friend?
Yes, please. Let's it depends on the old friend. I don't like everybody.
Everybody likes him, except that's not true probably. But let's hear from an old friend here, one Nick Wright.
I believe in them this coming weekend, potentially. And if it's this weekend, and as Bruce said, then it's against Bo Nix. I've been betting against Bo Nix all year. Why stop now? Reason one is this. I think Houston has looked a little creaky as of late and hasn't been quite as dominant. And this weekend, I don't know how many people were watching Texans Colts. And again, they took CJ out at halftime, but it was a game they didn't want to lose because of what it would mean for them in the playoff seeding. So that's one data point. Data point two, I think Aaron Rodgers will be willing to get hit in the playoffs.
That's interesting.
I think one of the reasons, and I don't blame him for this, that like he was like, I want to be healthy for the playoffs. And so I think, again, I don't think he's going to be like old Big Ben standing in there having guys fall off him. But I don't think it will be quite as quick of a trigger.
On third down late
in this game, he took one of the biggest hits, and he knew he was going to get hit. So I think that it. And then stat of the month.
Coach,
ooh, I thought you'd be all over this because this has upset alert written all over it for you. Who's the greatest coach in NFL history, Wilds? Give me a name.
Bill Belichick.
Okay, if it's not Bill Belichick, who is it? Give me another name. Who it could be if it's not Belichick. Vince Lombardi, Andy Reid, someone say whatever. It's all wrong. The answer is Mike Tomlin on Monday nights wins this game, America. Monday night, 22-3, never lost at home. I've been coaching there 20 years. When's this game? Is it on Monday? Josh, check for me. Have they said it? Tomlin on a Monday? I like it.
That's the stat of the month.
The old stat of the month there. But
wait, so Nick Wright is saying that he has a belief in the Steelers. Mind you, the team that the fewest people care about or believe in the AFC, not that, you know, what people believe on the outside determines what happens between the lines of that 120-yard by 53.25-yard field. But he did make a point. I hate Nick Wright for that because he will make a point that makes you go, damn it, I think you're wrong, but that's a good point. Aaron Rodgers, and I just said this, he has been unwilling to get hit, and I think that this has not just been a factor of him, but the offense at large has been, let us make sure that he is not being hit because that's that's the meal ticket. That's what we've been trying to do here is have the quarterback for the last handful of years. He was willing to take hits when it came down to it against the Ravens. Now, that's also a Ravens team that does not have a good pass rusher, and especially who lost their best opportunity again after the quarterback, which was actually our guy Kyle Hamilton when he left in the third quarter of that final game of the season when the defense for the Ravens fell all the way apart. That is different than being under constant assault. But he is right. Like, in the circumstance where the game is needed, which you get into the playoffs and it's just win or take all in any circumstance, Aaron Rodgers will be willing to stand in, and does that allow him to make the one or two throws that could change the game? That's a possibility. I still think that that's so small of a window of a keyhole to try and thread that I would not lean into the Steelers because of it.
I still think so as well. I still think the Texans are going to win this game, but I don't think it's going to be, you know, a runaway by any stretch, which leads to the fact of what you just said. It's only one or two or three throws.
Yeah.
It's only one or two or three times where it comes down to it. It's a close game. Maybe you're driving if you're the Pittsburgh Steelers, and he's going to stand in there. We said this yesterday too. Aaron Rodgers, there is nothing the Texans will do, as good as this defense is, as overwhelming as it is, as dominant as it is, as great of a pass rush as there is, nothing that Aaron Rodgers hasn't seen already. Nothing.
Yeah.
And so if it comes down...
Part of the fact is him being 42 bleeping years old.
Yes.
Man.
So it's just a little bit like, not scary, but you got to watch because, you know, it is going to come down to just one or two or three of those plays. Let me ask you this, though, real quick. How much does this, you know, the concerns that DeMeco expressed about the defense that we're talking about here, that you just heard Nick Wright talk about, how much of that is compounded because your offense isn't necessarily going to?
That's all it.
Right?
That's all of it, right? You are holding the defense not to a gold standard, but a platinum standard because the offense is not one that generates a lot of points. And in fact, as you have stated a number of times this year, the main objective is to not mess it up.
Mm-hmm.
That's the reason why. This is the formula that they chose. And this is why I've been so damn ornery and not agreeable on so many things, is that you don't typically go in with an expectation that we're going to put a cap on what happens here. Yeah. Except they have.
Yeah.
And so that narrows the margins. That makes it so that you have less room for error. And what did you have? What have you had? It just in very, very small doses, trace amounts in the last portions of the season, is error.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's the thing that DeMeco Ryans has said. In fact, he said it in his availability yesterday, was that just everybody just needs to tighten up because it's the playoffs, right? Because all it takes is you know, a few plays here and there for this thing to go. And within myself, I was screaming John Lopez. Mm-hmm. You might have seen some of the emotions come out on my face because I'm not good at hiding that, I've learned in the last couple of years. But it's like, yes, that's the thing. That's been the thing that's been frustrating for me, is that you are intentionally making the margin thinner, and now you're asking everybody just, hey, now you have to flip the switch. And I know that that's not quite a fair characterization, but everybody just get even tighter with it.
Mm-hmm.
That's not quite how it always goes, except with DeMeco Ryans, he makes me buy in because they've managed to do this for at least 9 weeks in a row of just,
yeah,
you're in a playoff circumstance, just do better, and they've done better enough to get victories.
Yeah, just don't screw it up is the offensive philosophy, at least from where I'm sitting. And so the fact that your offense is not going to, by design, you know, try to light up the score, but they're going to take their shots, and they've had success when the opportunity has been there, but they don't take a lot of advantage of a lot of those opportunities. And then on top of that, not only, you know, hold the Pittsburgh and all that, you know, the reputation and the mantra and all that, they've got two good defensive rush ends. They've got rush ends that are going to, you know, that are top five probably in the entire NFL.
And a Cam Hayward in
and
the middle
too,
of things,
yeah,
who is 36, but also just took over a game.
Man, he had a hell of a game. He had a hell of a game this past weekend.
And you talk about where, if you're talking about this Texans offense, where there's concern can pop up at times.
Mm-hmm.
Interior is one of those things that maybe, especially because,
yeah,
and I started off not liking the acquisition. I had to very much give him his credit. And now I'm looking at it going, hey, can you just hold up a little bit longer?
Yeah.
Ed Ingram has had some reps more and more over the last part of the season, especially as you're talking about the defense. Ed Ingram's had some reps where, yo, ooh,
mm-hmm.
we were enjoying this a lot. And there's small.
Weekend.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man. So that's one of those things that comes up. But yeah, I understand why you're there. I want to bring us back to the defense here because you brought this up, and I feel like it's the game that's in front of you as the Steelers. But I kind of want to take this to the larger idea. The concerns are hard coaching outside of the context of just the Steelers game. Because I think, again, we have been in a place, jump from the jump, this team is better than the Steelers. This team should beat the Steelers,
yeah,
9 times out of 10, probably more.
Mm-hmm.
In the larger context of the playoffs, do you have defensive concerns or is it just hard coaching?
I think yes and yes. You know, the concern being, you know, we saw on Sunday, the depth in the secondary is a problem. I mean, it's been a problem ever since the injuries started piling up.
Kamari Lassiter and Caleb Bullock said lay off Tre'Mont Smith, dog.
Yeah, I know. They didn't say a whole lot about Kayvon Wallace. Anyway, I feel like those two guys you just mentioned, big time. You know, absolute big time, and you have to have them healthy. And you mentioned this earlier, these guys are Pro Bowl type players. There's going to be a noticeable fall off. I think that noticeable fall off can be, you know, sort of a breaking point for this defense. And we saw it, you know, on Sunday.
But that's kind of why I was happy that that Kamari Lassiter, being the tough dude who was hard to take off the field, was a dude that they made stay off of the field.
Yeah.
There's argument to be made that the way that they approached week 18 was not optimal. Mm-hmm. I think it's necessary for the belief that they have, which is intrinsically necessary, the way that they play compared to maybe other teams in the league. Maybe I could say that the mantra and the propaganda and the belief that they have is not as necessary as we make it. It is here.
Right.
It factors in. And so I think that it was necessary for them to handle this the way that they did. But even within that, they still handled a level of caution with some of the dudes that are going to be make or break. Nico Collins, Kamari Lassiter. That's why I'm happy that they did those things. Trent Brown, because I think that those are places that can be load bearing and that the fall off can really show up if those guys end up being in a bad way.
Yeah. And to your first point, you know, the hard coaching. Absolutely. And D'Amico Ryan's what we all know. You won't get there unless it's better. You just won't. You know, unless it's better than what we've seen here and there in the last 4 weeks, you're going to get to a Super Bowl with the defense, so it has to be better.
Yeah, and as far as concerns, I think they're the type of concerns that any team comes in, especially in a year where everything is so level. I think the only team that people feel super confident about in these playoffs is the Seattle Seahawks, and you look over at the Rams and you go, they could beat them. So, you know, that's the nature of it. I lean towards D'Amico Ryan's doing the thing that he's done all year, which is holding the defense to very high account. And I feel good about that because that has worked for them. Because I've been beating it to submission, John Lopez. Mm-hmm. Like you've seen it in slow progress over the entirety of the season. Places where I go, hem, haw, just beating into submission with winning over and over and over again. And so I'm just in a place where I have accepted this is the way that they handle things and that this defense will do what you need them to do. And we'll get a chance to see that come Monday. And you'll be able to hear that here on Sports Radio 610, your home. Houston Texans football. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, we got some lunchtime confessions, presented by the Men's Clinic. We'll do that next.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.